Lumumba, who made headlines recently when his sex tape was leaked, announced the formation of his Viva Zimbabwe political party, charging that time has now come for the youth to take charge of their destiny. Lumumba, who addressed himself as the interim chairman of Viva Zimbabwe, accused President Robert Mugabe of running down the country's economy and went further to insult the president, adding that he was ready to face the consequences.
You've never really seen Zimbabweans angry. So here's the red line. Mr. President, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, fuck you. I've drawn the line. Our kids are in trouble. It's a red line. It's a red line. I know. And my name is Lumumba, Lumumba, Lumumba. I say it 3 times so you don't forget it. Come get me. But here's the thing about getting me. I'm someone's child, a war veteran's child. You touch me, you can touch me. But I hope you live long. Because God forbid something happens to you and you leave your kids. They will be touched too.
Several opposition members and supporters have been arraigned before the courts countrywide for insulting the presidency. His remarks were criticized by former student leader and ZANU-PF activist Tafadzwa Mugwabi, who described Lumumba as childish.
Well, that was clueless. Lawlessness. It was just a basic display of lawlessness and cluelessness. Why? Because you cannot expect that as a people, as a generation that is beginning to enter into politics, using the obscene languages that they were using, I mean, that he employed in his address, it shows that he's not grounded in both theory and practice. His political entry is a false start, is a lie.
Do you think that Viva Zimbabwe will be able to defeat ZANU-PF?
Well, it cannot. Because Viva Zimbabwe is just nothing. Why I'm saying nothing? Because it is not. It is only something to those that were gathered here, perhaps a handful of people, some 50 people that were gathered in the room. Maybe one or two people among us, those that were in, it means something. But for the generality of the people in Zimbabwe, it doesn't mean nothing. Why? Because for you to win an election, you must be grounded in the people. You must be grounded in both theory and practice. And ZANU-PF is one such party that is both grounded in theory and practice. What do I mean? ZANU-PF is a culture, it's a way of living. There are people that breathe ZANU-PF, there are people that smell ZANU-PF, there are people that defend ZANU-PF, there are people that think ZANU-PF always, but there are no people that think Viva Zimbabwe in any way. Why? Because theirs, it's just some kind of an excitement. There's nothing more out of it than excitement. If Morgan Tsvangirai, the MDC, failed that, how can they achieve it? It's just excitement, perhaps.
Director of the Youth Initiative for Democracy in Zimbabwe, Sidney Chisi, said Lumumba's remarks were disrespectful to the office of the president.
There is a difference between being courageous and being stupid. And for me, I think it doesn't augur well, it doesn't bring him any new momentum by being so abusive to the person of the president. As much as we might not like Robert Mugabe, the person, I think it's also very traditional and very even Christian, coming from a Christian background, to say you need to respect your elders, no matter how bad they are. He is part of family. He is our national president. He was sworn in, whether through a fraudulent election or whatever it is, but he remains our president, and we need to respect that office. If he doesn't respect him as a person, I think when AC Lumumba goes into public and uses the F word on the person of the president, then it also gets us to ask critical questions to say, what kind of a leader is he trying to bring? What kind of motivation does he try to bring to the young generation? Are young people now allowed to go out and just use the F word to anyone that they disagree with? So I think it was not necessarily courageous. I think it was utter stupidity.
But Viva Zimbabwe member Agency Gumbo defended Lumumba, saying most Zimbabweans are angry with Mr. Mugabe such that they are suffering silently.
A phrase cannot be interpreted to be the language of the whole message. It's an exhibit of the level of frustration you are undergo. And that frustration is true amongst many youths in the country. It's a frustration that is true amongst my youths. You are probably frustrated to an extent.
Responding to a question from the floor concerning his attack on Mr. Mugabe, Lumumba said there are so many illegal issues that the president himself has said, but he went unpunished. He said time was now up for the youth to shape their future. Lumumba admitted that he was corrupt when he was in ZANU-PF, but decided to leave the ruling party to concentrate on matters that have a bearing on the future of the next generation.
I was in ZANU-PF. I spent 2.5 years of my life in ZANU-PF. I make no apologies for that. I'm happy that I got an opportunity to learn from politicians who had been in politics for a while. I make no apologies for that. So it's like getting into a relationship. You tell each other that we were in the business of creating jobs. They told me we were in the business of empowering the country. They told me we were in the business of making sure there's a broad-based economic program that's in place, which is there to ensure that our lives are going to be better. This is what I signed up for. Once I was inside, I realized that promise was broken, and I wanted to get out. While I was in there, was I corrupt? Yes. That's why I'm not running for government. Here's the thing with corruption. Corruption is consuming. You don't even know that it's hit you when corruption hits you.
Political analyst and editor of the Observer newspaper, Barnabas Tondlana, said it was worrisome that political parties keep mushrooming at a time when all pro-democracy groups should be forming a formidable coalition ahead of the 2018 elections to increase the opposition's chances of winning against President Mugabe and his ZANU-PF party.
We welcome the launch of a new political party on the political landscape. It's their right to form a political party, but what we question is, we are seeing too many political parties coming onto the scene. Some of these are genuine political parties. Some of them are a central intelligence organization sponsored projects, which are just meant to create confusion on the political landscape. Not saying that this party is one of those, but we welcome their coming on board, but we question why can't they put their energies to joining existing political parties, because what we see right now is most political parties are coming under one tent. So is they form a united front and fight as a united unit. So why then should we have another political entity coming on the scene whose programs and aspirations are maybe similar to already existing political parties?
The 27-year-old Lumumba, who did not parade the leadership of his party, said he was not going to contest the presidency in 2018, but would work hard to make sure that the youth of Zimbabwe elect a leader who has the interests of the youth at heart. He said the party's official launch would be held later this year after undergoing a membership mobilization exercise. After denigrating the president using the F word, his security personnel whisked him away when he was in the middle of responding to questions from journalists. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.